In his book, How to Understand the Mind, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche talks about faith, what faith is, and the importance of developing faith. He says, faith pervades all virtuous minds, just as space pervades all places. Every virtuous mind, he says, is mixed with faith. So what is faith? Venerable Geshe says, faith is a mental factor that functions principally to eliminate non-faith. And we have many different types of non-faith. Non-faith of disbelief, non-admiration, not wishing, and so forth, which you can learn about in this precious book. Today I want to think a little bit about the non-faith that we call disbelief. This is disbelief in any correct object in which it is necessary to believe to make spiritual progress. If someone correctly explains Buddhist teachings on actions and effects, Venerable Geshe says, and we do not believe what they are saying, this is because the mental factor, non-faith of disbelief, is present in our mind. And there are many things which perhaps for us seem challenging, like past and future lives, karma, emptiness, and so forth. And initially our reaction is, because we don't believe, we don't take the teaching seriously. We don't realize that that very disbelief in our mind is an obstacle, is an impediment to our spiritual progress. Venerable Geshe says, disbelief prevents us from engaging in spiritual practices and attaining Dharma realizations. And then he says something which I think is very powerful and very relevant to us at this time. He says, it is harmful even for those who are not interested in Dharma. For example, there are many diseases that doctors call cancer, but which are in fact caused by spirits or previous karma. Although these cannot be cured by ordinary medical practices, they can be cured by the healing rituals and purification practices taught by Buddha. However, for these methods to be effective, we need to have faith in them. And unfortunately, few people in the West have sufficient faith in these methods. And so we do not have many opportunities to witness their beneficial effects. And I think this is especially true with, for example, the spirit world. Many people in modern society find it hard to believe that spirits exist, that there are living beings out there who we can't see, but who are influencing our lives. And as Venerable Geshe has said, actually, if we use our wisdom and we listen to Buddhist teachings carefully, we will see there are many, many valid reasons to believe in the existence of spirits. Some are benevolent, some are plain evil. And evil spirits can have a very harmful effect on us, and especially they can cause many different types of sickness, illness, which, according to medical science, are effectively incurable. And we may think, well, how can we deal with this malevolent influence from harmful spirits if we can't even see them, if we don't understand how they function? At the International Spring Festival, Genla Kenrab will give the empowerment, the blessing empowerment, of Buddha Vajrapani and a commentary to the practice, how to engage in the yoga of Buddha Vajrapani, and then show us how we can increase our compassion, how we can develop compassion that has the power actually to help others, protect them from suffering. Who is Buddha Vajrapani? He is an emanation of Buddha Vajradhara, the founder of Tantra in this world. He looks very wrathful because his main function is to help us overcome obstructing interferences, internal and external. Internal obstructing interferences are our delusions, self-grasping ignorance, anger, uncontrolled desire, jealousy, and so forth. By relying upon Buddha Vajrapani, we receive a special power, spiritual power, into our heart, which enables us to overcome these interferences, to reduce and eventually eliminate all these harmful delusions from our mind, the inner enemy. But Buddha Vajrapani also helps us to deal with the malevolent influence from external obstructing interferences, and especially from spirits. If we rely upon Buddha Vajrapani with faith, and we practice sincerely yoga of Buddha Vajrapani, we will develop great inner power, spiritual power, that protects us from harm by spirits and other malevolent forces. There are many different types of spirit, one of which is Naga spirits. And Buddha Vajrapani has the special power to protect us from their malevolent influence. Nagas, we can say, are spirits. And often, when they inflict harm on the human realm, it's a reaction to the pollution of the planet. Nagas like to live in a very clean environment. And when they see the planet being polluted, and especially the oceans being polluted, they can respond by inflicting terrible diseases on human beings, diseases that medical science doesn't recognize and for which cannot find a cure. But if we can protect ourselves from all of this by relying upon Buddha Vajrapani. So this year's 2020 International Spring Festival in many ways is timely, and I would encourage everyone to consider participating in this festival online.